Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. Can y'all believe we are almost done with season three? I am so excited, and I pray that you all have enjoyed this season so far. I want to thank each and every guest that has made this season come to life. I had a vision, and you all made it come to fruition. And for that, I want to say thank you. If this is your first time listening to me, thank you for stopping by and allowing me to introduce myself in this space. My name is Shira Renee, and I am your virtual guide throughout your healing journey. The Blemished Beauty Podcast is your virtual safe space to own your scars and embrace the parts of you that are not okay, and prayerfully, after every episode, you gain the strength to grow and then glow into who it is that God has designed you to be. I urge you to listen to season one, because that was my personal healing journey. And in season two, that was the encouragement season. That season was for you to start your own healing journey. And this season, we are embracing vulnerability by listening to others who have done the work and gaining tools from those who are qualified to coach us through the process. June started off with the conversation about prayer, because I believe, and I'm a firm believer in this, that Jesus and therapy go hand in hand. We also had a few conversations with some men to talk about their mental health journeys, because June was Men's Health Month. This month, the month of July, was Minority Mental Health Month, and I didn't even know that was a thing. So as soon as I found that out, it was only right that I had some amazing life coaches come and talk to us about various things like attachment styles and finding our purpose and transforming our minds and pouring back to ourselves, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. And next week, which is the month of August and our last month for the season, we are finishing up strong with some women that will help us tap into who we are and whose we are. We will embrace vulnerability. We will have a sister chat. We will find our rhythm. And I pray that by the end of season three, and every powerful episode that comes across this platform, you guys will love them and you will continue to grow and glow. I hope you guys are ready for August. And I hope that August is good to you. Now, in regards of today's topic, I really wanted to take my time with this one, because not only is July Minority Month, Minority Mental Health Month, it's also the Awareness Month for Bereaved Parents. So this episode is dedicated to all my fellow bereaved parents. In season one, I did an episode dedicated to my daughter. And a lot of people don't know this. And for those of you who are around, they probably forgot this. But I had a miscarriage in 2018 while I was 5 months pregnant. Now, I'm going to say this now, for those who are listening, this is a disclaimer. This episode is my story, not my ex-husband's or anyone else who was around. So I'm speaking specifically from how I felt and what I went through. I want to take a moment, though, before we begin, to pause for every parent who has lost a child. Whether you have lost a child during the pregnancy stage, infant stage, adolescent, teen, or adult, this pain is probably the worst pain you can ever imagine. I remember that day like it was yesterday, waking up pregnant, full of life, having all the cravings and not a care in the world, eating any and everything that I wanted to eat, then taking a nap, waking up from that nap, rushing to the hospital, and then being told I lost my child. Imagine someone coming up to you, snatching your heart out of your chest, and then punching you in the stomach. That's exactly what I felt. You ever watch the TV show and a character on the show is experiencing something? And you see this character, they're having like an outer body experience, and the people that are surrounding them, you see the words, their mouths are moving, but you don't hear the volume or the words that are coming out of their mouth. That was me. All I remember was the doctor telling me they saw fetal membrane, and then the rest of the world in that moment went on mute. I remember being devastated. I remember being mad. I remember being scared. And I was just inconsolable. I also remember the moment of holding the doctor and the nurse's hand, delivering a child that was no longer alive. And when I pushed her out, in that moment, it seemed like the world's volume came back on. I remember looking over to the carrier that they had her in and just sobbing because I had plans for us. I had the mommy and me pictures with the matching outfits. I had salon trips because I cannot do nobody's hair. And prepping her to be a model just like mommy. But in that moment, all of that was taken from me, and I couldn't do anything about it. And that broke my heart. If you ask any parent this, they will all agree that not being able to protect your child from something is the worst feeling. And this was something I couldn't protect either of us from. Now, for most people, they would have taken this moment and cursed God, turned their back, and probably never spoke to him again. But for me, this moment drove me closer to him. Once the doctors and the nurses left, I curled up in my blanket. I cried so hard. And as I was weeping, I promise you, I felt God's arms wrap around me. I knew this was him because there was this warmth that I felt, a peace that came over me. And in that moment, I knew exactly what that saying is when they say the peace that passes all understanding. I knew exactly what that meant. This was something I've never in my life experienced before. And I didn't understand why the events had to happen this way, but I had peace in that moment because I knew there was a reason for it and I would understand it in time. Now, please, I don't want you guys to get me wrong when I say this. I was not exactly over the fact that I had a miscarriage in that moment, but that was the moment I decided to trust the process and lean into what I was feeling. I decided not to let this situation turn me away from God, but turn me towards him instead. I decided that because he was the only one that showed up for me, it was important to continue to show up for him because unlike man, he never fails and he is always present. Humans can disappoint you. And I'm pretty sure that you guys definitely know what I'm talking about. Life happens and situations can allow people to not show up for you in whatever capacity that you may need them to, but God is always there. He never has to work or take vacation days, or even when we know he's not ours alone, he still manages to make us feel like we are his only priority. And for that, God deserves all the glory. Now, months passed and I ended up getting pregnant again with my beautiful baby boy, who is now 4 years old. Life moved on. We moved forward, but the memories, they're still present. So I decided to take the energy I wanted to give the pain and put it towards my purpose. And this is how the podcast was created. All the journals that are published on Amazon, that was created from the pain and many other things that's to come. So sometimes God has to break our hearts to get our attention. And for me, because I'm hard-headed and stubborn, it was a big heartbreak. But I promise y'all, I am listening now. So to my fellow bereaved parents, I want you to know that I love you and I'm praying for you. I know the pain you have felt, you are feeling, or will feel, but I promise you there will be light at the end of this dark tunnel. I want you to hold on to God as he holds on to you. And if you need me, I am just an email away. Please, please reach out to me and I will respond. You can contact me at blemishbeautypod@gmail.com. And before I end this episode, I just want to say a prayer for all my bereaved parents and for those of you who know someone who has experienced this type of loss. Please say this prayer for them. They may need you to intercede on their behalf. So, Father God, I come to you on behalf of someone I love. You know exactly what they stand in need of. And we are asking that you give them strength in this moment to get through this dark time. Wrap your arms of protection around them and let them know that even in this, you love them. Let them know that even in this, it's still purpose and greatness on the inside of them. Heal their heart, Lord. Strengthen their mind. Help them get back to life, because there is so much more you have in store for them and there is still work for them to do. Order their steps if they have lost their way and surround them with all the support they need. Thank you for never leaving them and keeping your hands of protection around them. Thank you for covering and sending them or their loved ones to this episode so we can stand in the gap on their behalf. In all things, we thank you and we give you praise. Amen. I pray you guys enjoyed this episode. And again, if you know someone who has lost a child, continue to pray for them and share this episode with them. And as always, I want you to remember, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next time, bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review.
You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.